Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Live from Pocatello, Idaho, it's the Rebecca Ross Show. And I'm Ramjet, your host, and I just happened to stop in Pocatello, Idaho, because it's fun to see. I've never been here. What is a tello?
Hey, I want to know, are there any Pokemons there that everybody's chasing? I still haven't quite figured all of that out, but is that what the Poke part's all about?
It might be. Pokemon was born in Pocatello.
Hey, we'll have to check his birth certificate and see.
It could be. It's just an amazing thing. But Pocatello's a nice place. So far, I've seen everything there is to see.
I bet they don't even know they're launching the Rebecca Roth Show from Pocatello.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I may even spend the night here. Ooh. It's just everything's a mystery here in Idaho.
It is, isn't it? Well, welcome to the Rebecca Roth Show.
Sorry I missed last week. I was in parts unknown.
I knew you were in parts unknown because I saw that you were having issues with your ability to connect. So that's okay. I took it by myself. I went solo. And
you go solo every week. How would they know?
No, I didn't have to put out any Skittles or M&Ms for you in payment.
This is true.
So that was good.
I'm actually trying to work my way to Savonlinna, Finland to see the opera.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, well.
While it's still summer?
Yeah, but I think it's already gone. I may have to do it next
year. Well, I've got some new news that I just want to do a kind of a channel update.
Now, is this new news or is this about a new?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's new news. It's something that nobody knows.
Not about animals.
No.
Okay.
It is about the channel update. You know, when you do a channel update, I've seen other YouTubers do this. We're going to make some changes. So those of you who are in my Facebook group, you are probably already. A new website that is being made, and I think it's going to be ready sometime next weekend or next, maybe for the next show, we can announce that it's open and running. And then we're going to do some changes. We've had a lot of trouble with Blog Talk Radio. And
yes, we have. In fact, I'm to the point where I almost hate Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's been really problematic. We like the fact that we don't have to deal with the junior high girls and the jealousy, and you get more audience than us, so we're going to, you know, you and your hair and all that crazy junior high stuff, and that is just all over the alternative stations. And we know this because we've experienced this. So we like Blog Talk for that aspect, but the problem is their sound quality is really poor if sometimes we haven't even been able to connect.
Well, when Blog Talk works, it's great. The problem is every week it's something different. You either or all of a sudden it just decides to go to grandma's and you're not on the air anymore.
Really, one time we had the studio not come up at all, and we were connected, but the computer part, and there was no explanation for it. And then they're supposedly be giving us a high fidelity, better sound quality, but we haven't noticed that. And also, what I see when I do the YouTube and I listen to the show is that words are completely cut out. And they're not censoring. It's just like the sound just drops. I don't know what it is or why it is. And I'm going to have a website that corresponds with these changes. So it'll make it real easy for you to go in. If you like to download podcasts, if you, you know, drive a truck or you like to listen to these shows when you're driving, you can do that much easier. I think they'll be available on iTunes and a whole bunch of other places. So that will get all the details out to you next week. So that's kind of exciting.
And it should expand the capacity for us to build an audience that's bigger than what we have.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'll pick up some more people. And, you know, that to me, the name of the game, I know I've been chastised by the troopers that I'm making money. Some gal on Facebook, I think her name was Stacy Perlman or something, trolled me and bitched me out for not just supporting Donald Trump as opposed to Hillary Clinton, but also making money off of 9/11. But, you know, it's interesting because people think nothing of giving money to Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers or buying Christopher Bolin or Fetzer's or somebody else's book that doesn't tell you the truth. And you're a woman. And it really threatened them. But I find it really interesting. This woman is accusing me of making money off the victims of 9/11, when in fact, the victims' families have come and thanked me. So that's a real troll. So what I'm doing now is I'm exposing them. So as they come out, I put their name out in public. And I just do that all over my Facebook pages too. So, you know, for those of you who haven't been to RebeccaRoth.com, there's a whole page of trolls there. So you can kind of see what my relationship was doing. And, you know, we're going to have all the details, I think, by next show. If not, and maybe if earlier, I'll do just a quick video update and put it on YouTube. So that you know that you can go other places. So if you don't like Blog Talk, I know I personally have tried to hear some people's shows and gotten lost in trying to figure out how to do it. And you have to do it after the hour clicks on and all that. So there's just tons of drawbacks there. And also I'm going to have CIA and Operation Mockingbird and how they control the media and what we're seeing now. And then we did a show right before that, I think it was, on guerrilla propaganda and how they used, like they're using Hitler and Trump in the same sentence, or now they're attacking Trump supporters as Hitler supporters or as Nazis. And you're going to see that all the time. And I brought that to the show and showed you how George W. Bush did that with Saddam Hussein, who he called Sodom. And he would use everybody in the media news all the way across to the smallest town that has a TV channel. Everyone was parroting the same thing. So you'll see that, and if you're traveling, like I used to travel a lot, so you can see that the same message is coming out of Fox from Houston and Fox from Seattle, Fox from Portland, Fox from Salt Lake City, Fox from Minneapolis. They're going to tell you the same thing, not just the same thing, but ABC, NBC, and MSNBC, pretty much everyone's pushing the same word salad at you, waiting in line and listening to the speech on YouTube on their telephone while they're standing out there waiting. And that happens over and over and over again. It happened to me once. And I just happened to be in a city where he showed up, and this was actually during the primary, so that he was still fighting for the nomination. And it was just mind-blowing to see all the people standing in line around this gigantic, huge city block. And the arena, I think it was maybe a 5,000 or so person event, was completely full, according to the police that I talked to. And there was at least that many standing in line. And that was before he really had the nomination. So it's really weird that if you talk to people, I know about two people that will vote for her of all the people I know. Of course, I've kicked. And so, you know, it's just really interesting that you see such propaganda. So you have to ask yourself, well, the CIA is running this whole agenda, the New World Order. If you understand that this, like William Colby said, I mean, we basically are being lied to. Now, I understand, I think it was the law NDAA, that they made it legal to lie, for the media, to lie to you, the American public. That's legal now. Go on social media. For those of you who don't know, there is a boycott on against, especially CNN, but all of the networks. And so we're saying turn it off, because they're all lying to you, including Fox. Don't be fooled. Fox is just the cleverest of all. And I think that, you know, you see the little saying, "are clever as a fox." Well, that's probably why they named this clever propaganda site Fair and Balanced and all of this stuff. But we all saw their true colors when Megyn Kelly attacked Donald Trump in the primaries. See, and when they start talking about Trump, it's as if they start on their flames behind their eyeballs. And it's just insane. And they cannot hide from us anymore, because we're seeing the truth. And I know I've said this all along. When people wake up to the truth about 9/11, they start to see, and they look back with eyes that see 20/20 vision. They can see clearly, if you're old enough to remember the Gulf of Tonkin. They can look now with eyes that see who was behind the Kennedy assassination and why. Now remember that Kennedy wanted to get rid of two things: the CIA, Germany, and the OSS, the CIA, and the Federal Reserve. And look what happened to him. Now we're seeing this similar march through the campaign a similar agenda with Trump. And you're also hearing a lot of the liberal controlled media giving you the predictive programming of Donald Trump and his assassination. You see. Now, just imagine if we came on the air, as small as we are, CIA or the Secret Service on the doorsteps, wherever we were, Pocatello even. And so now, but it's okay for people on MSNBC, people who come on as guests for Fox or CNN or anyone else, or right bloggers, you see it on Twitter all over, calling for the assassination of a presidential candidate. And it's okay, as long as you're saying that about Trump. You try saying that about Hillary and see what happens to you. Now, that should tell you a whole lot right there, because the New World Order puppet is Hillary Clinton doing this to support Hillary Clinton. I cannot believe how stupid people can be. On Facebook every once in a while, and I just let them go from my friends list. I don't even want to have people on that are this stupid, that say Donald Trump is only there to help put Hillary Clinton in the White House. Oh, really? Seriously, you cannot be that stupid, can you? Because you obviously are living in the basement and not getting out and seeing what's going on in real life, or not listening to any of the campaign speeches, or not seeing how many people are really, truly attending the Donald Trump speeches. So I just, the media and social media is as infiltrated with the CIA and the mindbenders as the organized mainstream media, or maybe more so. You know, I know the Israelis have over 20,000 shills on there to make sure that you're called an anti-Semite if you question 9/11, or if you look at something else, or if you see, hey, that guy was a Mossad agent, he was a photographer here and here and here all over Europe. How does he know where to be? How does he know that he needs to go to a different country because there's going to be a false flag attack that he needs to film? Oh, and he and his wife are both Mossad agents. Well, how about that? See, if...
Well, you notice Hillary's talk the other day talked about the alternative right wing and the fact that obviously it is gaining influence and people are turning to that. You know, it's not the end-all and be-all truth of everything. But as a result, you know, it's something that they are going to have to attack because, you know, it has influence over what it is that's going on.
To her taking him down, or so she thought she was. But they were just rejoicing in the Alex Jones studio, claiming that her talk, I believe she was in Reno, Nevada for that, that she was just bringing audience to him. But you got to remember that probably not 200 people were in her audience. And, you know, people are not tuning in to the mainstream media. So, I mean, we probably reach more people than CNN at this point, because our audience is probably as big as most of the CNN people's.
Well, if MSNBC can beat CNN now, yeah, on a regular mm-hmm. basis, you know that CNN is in mm-hmm. in serious trouble.
Yeah, you got to wonder how they stay afloat.
But if you're going to put somebody on as stupid as Don Lemon, what do you expect?
Don Lemon, man, he is my favorite gonzo, I tell you. That guy is so, I mean, I will never, ever forget when he suggested that MH370 was lost and disappeared into a black hole. I mean, seriously, he was, in all seriousness, I was like screaming at the TV one, what? Because about the only time I turn it on anymore is if there's an airplane incident or some sort of mass shooting or something, just to see if I can catch them saying stuff that's just not true, or some other nonsense like, yeah, the airplane flew into a black hole. But yeah, it's really interesting, and I think what's happening is now the mainstream media has literally been given the go-ahead legally, and I believe it is the NDAA, to go ahead and lie to you and tell you anything they want to direct you to believe, so they can manipulate your thought process. Now, that can be attacking. Currently, they've weaponized Islam. Every shooter is a Muhammad. And that's all they're doing, is they're just over and over and over. It's just like the plane going into the South Tower over and over and over again until you saw it and it became your reality, even though you might have been an airline person like myself, and you know damn good and well that was impossible. And every time I looked at it, I would say, that's impossible. That's impossible. That is impossible. And so did every airline person I connect with, and I connect with a lot of people right now. So what you're seeing is that same thing. They're just weaponizing Islam. And so we're bombing the heck out of Syria. But you don't see that, do you? You don't see those Syrian children who have a wedding in Yemen or Syria bombed and killed all these people, or in Turkey. You don't see that. They don't show you that. They're too busy talking about what a Hitler Donald Trump is over and over and over and over again. So they're too busy with their agenda to show you really what's going on in the news. Now, one of the things I find, and it's interesting, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I get my news from RT.com, Russia Today. I have a little widget on my browser, and when a news story pops up, a little number shows up there, and I go look at it, and I get more news from Russia Today, any of the news, and I scan the Drudge Report because it's headlines of what's going on from all over. And sometimes they're blogs, and unfortunately, he does reference some blogs, but sometimes those blogs have pretty good stories, and they're stories that no one in the mainstream media would cover.
Well, it certainly changed from, say, the 70s, when there were only two newspapers mm-hmm. in the Soviet Union, Pravda, which means truth, and Izvestia, which means news. And the old joke was, is there's no news in the truth and no truth in the news. And that's exactly where we are today. There is no truth in our news, and there's no news in our truth. And so you find yourself turning to Russia Today to read stories worldwide that has both news and truth,
yeah.
because you can't find it here.
Yeah.
And so we've done a complete 180 flip-flop. Yeah. Who'd have thought?
That's why I say, I'm old enough to, during the Cold War, and so, our big fear was a nuclear attack from the Soviet Union. So that's why they taught us how to get under our desks so we could melt down there, I guess. I mean, looking back, that was such a silly thing to do.
Oh, no, those were good desks, man. Those weren't just run-of-the-mill wood desks. Those were anti-nuclear desks. If you got underneath them, you were safe.
That's right. And so, you look back and you see all this craziness. But yeah, we've gone full circle, but we're going kind of like in a whirlpool. I guess that's a whirlpool. The water's going down a little cork thing. Like when you flush your toilet and when you see the water going down and down and down, and that's how our society's going and that's how our media has gone. They're already down there. They're already in the sewer. So, it's interesting, you see on social media, I know a long time ago we did a show, and I'm hoping when we get the platform, the new platform set up, that I'll be able to pull the audios from everything we've done and eventually have everything parked over there so that everything isn't just on YouTube and it isn't just on my external hard drive either. So, if you want to go back and listen to older shows, you don't have to thumb through the YouTube channel. And, with all the censorship happening, YouTube and Google, they're all supporting Hillary, and they're really the New World Order agenda. So they can decide that, we're anti-Semites or that we're anti-something or others, anti-New World Order, telling too much truth, and then we're gone. So one of the reasons we're branching out and putting this information that we've given you, all of the stuff that the shows we did on the phone calls from 9/11, from the airplanes and et cetera, is going to be somewhere else. So you can go down and download them if you want into your external hard drive, if you want to keep something. But we are living in interesting times, as the Chinese proverb says. And I think they're going to get more interesting. And so one of the things I wanted to just share with you was, as I'm getting email from people, literally from all religions and all walks of life. And these are people from literally every religion. And some people that are out there doing card reading or psychic stuff or astrology and alignment of every source. I'm not finger pointing at anyone. I'm not saying one religion is holier than the other. And maybe that's why they all feel that they're comfortable to send me an email and tell me what they feel is happening. Regardless, they all have the same message.
Common thread that runs throughout.
Yeah, and that common thread is the message, so listen up closely to this, is that we're on the verge of something happening again. Now, to draw this back to a parallel with pre-9/11 attack, false flag attack. Remember that Donald Rumsfeld announced that a $2.3 trillion went missing on September 10th. They were investigating it. He just let us know the day before 9/11. And they just announced that the Pentagon has now misplaced $6.5 trillion, which is numerous times over and over their budget, but they claim this was from 2015. I read the story twice because I'm like, wait a minute, that's like way more than their whole budget.
I mean, that's almost as much as the United States gross domestic product.
Yeah, and they have misplaced it. I'm like, are you sure it's trillion, not billion? No, it was with a T. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so all of a sudden, for me, what hit me was, oh, my God, this is just like them announcing the $2.3 trillion. It's just that precursor to that attack, right? And remember, they were on the verge of reducing the Pentagon's budget at that time. So I'm looking at this and at the same time seeing, uh-oh, this is just like prior to 9/11 with this missing money. Now, if there was an ongoing investigation for the missing $2.3 trillion that Rabbi Dov Zakheim, the comptroller of the Pentagon, who was under investigation on September 10th, trust me, it had been going on for months. And I know that it has been going on for months because I actually have been in contact with one of the people who lost their lives in one of the offices of Office of Naval Intelligence and the Army Audit Offices were doing the investigation. They'd been doing that investigation for months. So I'm sure that was probably out there, but Donald Rumsfeld just got on TV and so we could all hear it. And it made onto YouTube and it's still out there on YouTube where he announces this. So the investigation is ongoing, just like it was for the $2.3 trillion, only it's three times that right now. And I'm seeing that and I get these emails from people. Now, these are really interesting. These are people who are telling me that, you know, family members that are employed as maybe CPAs or financial people that are dealing with the largest corporations in our country are seeing that their client is preparing for something and that they're doing things. They're actually prepping. And remember they laughed at us for prepping? Remember we became the laughing stock, like either with us or with the terrorists. Oh, you're prepping? You're a prepper? Well, that's a lot like being a truther. Do you have a tinfoil hat to wear while you're stacking your freeze-dried food? And they laughed at us, didn't they? Well, guess who's doing that now? The elite. And so I'm hearing from these people that are relatively high-ranking in the military, and their family members are contacting me and say, well, you know, I've got this aunt or this uncle or this relative, cousin, or whatever, that's contacted my family. They're very rural, way away from any major city. And they are shipping freeze-dried food to them and telling them to prepare. And they want them to have food, water, weapons, ammo, plenty of it, gold, silver, more silver than gold, to spend cash. Cash will be king always. And what I'm hearing from money people, from financial people, is that this is going to dwarf the financial problem of 2007-08, and that it probably will even rival or maybe be worse than the dip. So something really huge is on everybody's mind, and people can actually feel. It doesn't matter, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're looking at tarot cards, if you're just psychic, if you're the hair on the back of your neck stands up when you're watching a television show. People are feeling the same thing is about to happen.
Well, what I find interesting is not only are they feeling the same thing and there's that common denominator that runs through all of these messages, but it's that, excuse me, that they feel like they need to tell you about it. Mm-hmm. And they do, and it's amazing how many emails you get with regards to that. I mean, it's not like one a week. It's like, you know, two or three or four a day. And, you know, you get to the point where you can almost predict the same way, and they just feel like because you have advocated being prepared and you've done shows on being prepared, and, you know, you've had the feeling that, you know, if you're prepared, you don't need to fear. Necessarily, that they feel comfortable sharing with you what they're learning from all kinds of sources. And the thing that I find most troubling is it's the CFOs of major corporations that are, you know, really responsible for protecting assets for the most part. And that's what they're doing. And they're not only protecting the company's assets, but they're covering their own posteriors by doing things to get ready. And so, you know, that's the message that hits home again and again and again. In fact, you get probably 10 times as many emails about said a word wrong.
Right. Well, I get a goofball or a troll or somebody that's caught up on. I just got one, when was last night or this morning, on the cement and concrete. And my reply was, either case, they're both harder than an aluminum aircraft, and they would cause that aluminum aircraft to crash and explode on the outside of the building. So whether a contractor is using cement flooring or concrete flooring, I don't care. They're both hard. So stop doing that. I mean, I can't believe people get caught up on one little tiny word.
I mean, I'm here to tell you that as cool as Rebecca is, she is not perfect. Occasionally, she makes mistakes.
Now I'm thinking of, you know, some kind of flooring in a construction site. If I say cement and it should be concrete, well, to email me and tell me, you're wrong, because there's something wrong with you if you do that. I mean, really, do you really need to do that? Because it doesn't really matter if one has more. I actually had somebody tell me that an airplane could go through one of them, and I'm here to tell you, no, it can't. I can't even answer that guy. So if you're listening, you're not going to get an answer back. I'm kind of done with that. Actually, I'm right now in a position where with the new website, I will have a private email, and the rest of the email that's coming through is going to funnel through an assistant. So if you contact me through the websites, then it's going to go through someone else, and they are going to weed out if it's a cement or concrete issue or if it's some other little word or, you know, when you're talking on the radio and you're from my writing.
Probably not going to happen, damn it. Anyway, you know, the other thing I was wondering, this is actually a question of mine to you, is with this new setup and the new platform and format, will it allow you to do maybe shorter podcasts? I know we've been doing this one-hour show for, it seems like forever. I don't know how long it's been, a year or two anyway. At the same time, but will it allow you to do, you know, maybe a 15-minute news break or whatever?
Yeah, I'm hoping...
be a little more flexible?
Yes, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to continue the show that I did by myself. Gosh, I can't remember the title of it now. Operation Phoenix and about Operation...
I get a vacation?
Yeah. How we did, you know, talked about Operation Mockingbird and all of these CIA things and all this stuff, because the information that's in this one document that I have, it's so worth you knowing about. And it's not my work. I'm just, it's a paper, and it, what it is, it's all the information that I actually found while digging through for the 9/11 stuff. So, I want to talk about it because it's stuff that some of it isn't in my books and some of it's stuff that I don't know people that were involved with, but some of it is stuff I do know people that were involved with. I know it's real. I know it sounds sci-fi, but I want to go through that, and it's like 150 pages worth of stuff. So I'm going to do several shows and kind of keep going on that. Just I'm not quite sure. I'll have to grab idle and maybe part 1, 2, 3, 4 it. And so, yes, but what I want to do is get myself set up. So when I'm having my morning latte and looking at the news, because that's what I do, I may even just do a morning show and have my latte and just talk about the stuff that I see overnight or the stuff. I've got my Facebook news feed running out with some pretty good people that are posting out some pretty valid blogs and news and things that aren't just lunacy. And so, you know, I find that's pretty interesting. Sometimes I'll just wake up and make myself my quadruple latte. I have to admit it's a quadruple latte in a giant mug. And I sit down and I go through the news and I check in with my, you know, Facebook and stuff. And it's kind of before I start doing all kinds of other things during the day. So I thought, well, why don't I just go ahead? It may not have the best sound quality, but it'll be short. They may be 2 minutes. They may be 10 or 15.
With a quadruple latte, you don't even need to put your glasses on till noon.
true. But yeah, so it does wake me up. But I thought that might be kind of a fun thing to do. But it'll be on this new podcast format and out there. So, and I'll probably continue to put everything up on the YouTube channel as well. But this is just another branch. A lot of people prefer YouTube over Blog Talk Radio Archives, for instance. I try to chop out all the commercials they try to sneak in. So when I make the YouTube, and sometimes you'll notice I don't have time after the show, so the YouTube doesn't come up until the next day, but sorry about that. Life does interfere sometimes. I'm not on a payroll either here. This is not something I get paid to do. So if the kids or the grandkids are, the audio should go real quick onto this podcast format. And I just think it's going to be really easier for everyone, and it'll get out there.
Well, she's got a sign out in front on her front door that says, "Grandkids welcome everybody else by appointment, including children."
That's kind of true. So, yeah, I have my priorities straight. Unless my CIA handler calls me and I have to go do some secret agent man stuff. Yeah, right. No, it's all about kids and grandkids at this point. And, of course, I am working on a book, and I do have some research I'm working on. So, of course, I make time for everything as much as I can. Sometimes it's YouTube. I don't have a really good connection right after the show. So if it's going to take me 3 hours to upload that hour show, I'll wait till the next somewhere where I can do it. Sometimes I have to go to a coffee shop or someplace. But
or you could go to Pocatello.
Do they have good wireless there?
So far.
All right. So anyway, that's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And the new book, The Methodical Conclusion, is getting an incredible reaction. Again, the trolls that haven't read it, so they don't know. They still think I'm a CIA agent. And so when you see that on social media, you can laugh along with me.
But I have to say that the reaction you're getting is probably different than you expected, isn't it?
It is. You know, I thought after Methodical Deception that people would be, you know, madder than a hatter, madder than cat poo-poo. I really expected that. But, you know, that wedding at the end kind of softened the blow. A lot of people were crying, they told me, at the end. So they didn't even look at the appendix. All the metadata and some of the FOIA data is, it's back there. It's in those extra pages. Not a lot of explanation. I just threw them in so you could see that it's real. But I had some people get really angry that nobody had ever questioned the traveling artists. And I got a congratulations from the CIA agent. But this book is firing people up. So they're looking at the details that they learn in this book. And a lot of people have gone on Google Earth, and I'm happy to hear that. And somebody told me that a Russian knew more than I did, and my research team. So hey, I said, hey, you can go believe that Russian. It's fine with me. Does he have any FOIA documents? No, he just has a, you know, some kind of opinion like the other true care. This is just fascinating to me that still, and I probably have said this on a dozen shows, that not one 9/11 truther. I got to do somebody from Europe would like to know how to purchase what all the data is. And I'm thinking about setting up some external hard drives with all the information and just sticking it in that online store where you can buy the books. And if you want one, you can order those there, and then I'll figure out, you know, what the external hard drive takes and the kind of guesstimate postage and that sort of thing. So it can be available. And I think I'll probably do that in the next 30 days or so. So you can see how confusing this stuff is. And then you'll go, wow, that Rebecca Roth, how'd she figure this out? Because really, honestly, when you look at it, unless you're an air traffic controller, you are clueless. And unless you know where the planes really were taken and how it was done, you're not even going to know what you're looking at. And don't forget to look at the meta tags, because that's the real interesting part. But anyway, yeah, I find it really interesting that there you've got all these trolls out there on Facebook and the Internet. And she's a fraud. But not one of them has the balls to ask for or look at the FOIA data. They're not even interested. They just would like you to believe I never flew. But it's funny that none of the pilots or air traffic controllers or other people on my team ever question my career. They just don't. Because we talk the same aviation language. So we kind of laugh at the trolls, actually. But I'm just fascinated by people that claim to be about the 9/11 truth. And I'm including architects and engineers for 9/11 truth because they're not interested in the truth. Not at all. They're interested in your donations. So when I have people come on to me wearing the Face of Truth banner on their Facebook thing, telling me that I'm making a profit from writing my books off of 9/11, and you're paying money to Richard, not me. I just wrote three novels full of truth. You don't have to read them, but don't come and talk to me about making money off 9/11 when I'm the only one out there standing in the truth and everyone else is running away from it, acting like junior high girls stuck in an old man's body, that jelly belly hanging out. Must be very frustrating, really, seriously. But anyway, we are really looking forward to this new platform, and I'm thinking about setting up some really cool things on that website. I'm working with someone that's helping me do that, and I've got some really cool ideas. I'm not sure if we can make it happen, but if we can, it's going to be really cool. I'd like to set up something where I can give you private access. So if you're somebody who would like to, you can have a direct access. And and thinking about doing some really exciting stuff to help share the truth that's out there. And one of the things I'm finding with this third book is that it has brought a conclusion that nobody thought they were going to see. And I think that last five chapters of methodical conclusion, I'm hearing from people, you know, as they read it, and they say they can't put it down. Well, I'm halfway through. Well, what happens to this? I'm not going to answer because I'm not going to ruin the story for you. So just finish the book is what I tell them. Just finish the book. And then finding is, it's like people want to come and talk to me almost in a therapeutic way. This is the oh my God ending of this story, and it's not the ending of the story because I'm going to write at least another book, and it's probably going to continue on with Ruth Ann and Mark and the same characters that you know. Just not going to be called methodical something. It's going to be something else. It's just getting too confusing for everyone involved. When you write a book, there's all kinds of people involved, and so there are people that format and all this stuff, and when you as a reader or a customer come into this to the I've had a couple of people do this. This is why I decided I'm not going to use methodical anymore. What was the name of the first book and what was the name of the second book? And they order the first book instead of the third book because they just think about that methodical word and they get confused. So it's just getting too confusing for everyone. So it's going to be continuing on, and it's going to take you somewhere down the rabbit hole you probably would be shocked to go down. But yeah, this book is just, it's mind-blowing, and I have had so many people read The Illusion and then The Deception, and then when this one came out, because they were following and they knew when it was going to be released, then they read this one. One person contacted me, they'd bought the series. I don't think I mentioned this last week, but he bought the series and sat down and read them straight on through.
And then he had a lobotomy?
No. But the interesting thing about his message back to me was he actually believed the official story of 9/11 until he finished the methodical conclusion, the whole series. He read them right in a row and thanked me for waking him up. And now this is the whole series. I mean, I thought Methodical Illusion was kind of the main book that woke people up. But the whole series together is so mind-blowing.
Well, each book wakes you up to a different aspect.
Level, yeah.
And so when you put them all together, there's a synergy that you get from being able to understand all three aspects.
True, and they are very different. And so, to get a message like that from someone who actually believed the official nonsensical story, the aluminums flying through the buildings, the aluminum airplanes flying through the buildings, and doing the impossible. No airplane showing up at the Pentagon, but a big circular hole like a missile might make, and nothing at the Pentagon at the Shanksville ditch. And so people all saw all that, but they were collectively mind controlled and brainwashed to believe the impossible happened. And now when you get a letter like that from someone as an airline person on behalf of all of the people, the passengers that were on board that had no idea what was going on. Some of them were handlers. Yes, some of them were involved, but there was a great deal of innocent people that got killed that day. Going on them, it was so bad they jumped out of the 100 stories. I mean, all of those people. And, you know, of all of the attacks and personal attacks that I've taken and all these crazy accusations and people claiming I'm a lady in Texas and I'm pregnant and all kinds of nonsense, talking to my brother, I don't have one. You can't be doing that. It's just craziness. And but it's nuts to go through it and to have people do that. And the other day I said to my husband, you know, I wonder about Rush Limbaugh. And he's got such a huge audience. How much of this crap email he must get, or these, you know, bigger people than me, because I get a lot of nonsense, and that's probably why someone's going to go through my email for me.
You know, that baby should have been born by now.
That's right. I was pregnant at Christmas time.
Should we give it a name? Fraudulent?
Pete. Pete. yes, Pete, essentially. It's just really interesting. So, yeah, nobody wants to have people attack them in such insane ways, but those are people that are out there to make you look goofy. I mean, they make you look insane, to make me look insane. Why? Because they do not want the truth to come out. They don't want people to wake up. And one of the things that I wanted to do when I wrote my first book, and I thought it would be the first one and only book I ever wrote, was to wake people up to what really happened on behalf of the passengers and crew members that were not involved, that were not employed by the CIA, that were just innocent and thought they were going to go on a cruise or 2 years of taking care of people. There is something about me that drives me to stand in this truth no matter what anybody says. And I'm going to do that, and I'm going to keep doing that on their behalf because they can't speak anymore. And someone really needs to speak to for those people. And since there is no one, not one person in the so-called 9/11 truth movement that gives a shit about any of them, because they never took care of a passenger. They never gave CPR to a passenger. They never gave someone on an airplane the Heimlich technique and saved their life. They have never trained for a ditching. They've never seen an engine flame out. They've never had an emergency landing, have to evacuate an aircraft full of people. They've never cared about anyone else. They're only self-centered, junior high, jealous little shits. That's why I'm going to stand in the truth. And I'll stand up against any one of those loser, jerk, idiots. They're just so pathetic. I was telling a friend the other day that as an airline person, to see these people that come out with this nonsensical crap about flight attendants were kidnapped and the planes never took off and nobody died on 9/11. Yeah, like nobody died on Sandy Hook. Nobody died at everywhere else, you know, right? So when you start to see this, as an airline person who's, you know, spent 3 decades taking care of strangers, and literally putting my life out there for them. And they went first. I didn't say, follow me. I said, come this way. Why I help you out the exit. Why I help you down that slide. Come this way. Come this way. We don't say, follow me. I'm going down the slide. If you want to live, follow me, right? That's not what we do. We do joke around about that, but we say the command is come this way. Door holding onto a little tiny handle. And that's all I have is a little tiny handle. So that's what we train to do, and that's what we do. When we don that uniform, that's what we are. We're the cop, we're the nurse, the doctor, the OBGYN, the baby deliverer, the Heimlich technique giver, the heart attack saver. We even have defibrillators on board now, so we get to be everything. We're surgeons, we're firefighters, we're all of it. And we do it for people we don't even know. So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. And that is exposing this truth and helping people to wake up other people until I can't do it anymore. But my point on this particular show is that I want to say to you, all over the United States, all over the world actually, And people feel something is about to happen. And we see those similarities. We see now 6.5 missing trillions of dollars from the Pentagon's, just like right before 9/11. We see someone in the political race that we see people talking outwardly about assassinating. And these are news people. This is crazy. We see people that are promoting on the news, the controlled media, promoting a woman who cannot even stand up on stage. They must be absolutely frightened to put her on a debate stage with Donald Trump because he's sharp. He's sharp and he's hard driving. I love the fact that he is flying and doing two or three presentations every single day. I think he's 67. She has to go nap. I mean, she can't even do this every day. And it's not easy to do what he's doing. And he's not getting paid for it either. So when you look at all of this stuff and you see this crooked, controlled media that has been lying to us about 9/11 and the Vietnam War and everything else. Remember, and if you haven't seen this, there's a YouTube on CNN, and it's Anderson Cooper, and I forgot the other guy's name, where they fake in a studio with green screen behind a Scud missile attack pretending to be in Baghdad. And then they laugh because you believed it afterwards. It's so compelling. It's so truly unbelievable. So get into YouTube and search for that one. CNN fakes Baghdad Scud missile attack, and probably you'll find it. But when you see that, and I mean, you just have to walk away from that, because aren't you embarrassed to even know that it's legal for them to lie to you and to use this guerrilla propaganda? And if you support Trump, you're a Nazi or worse. And now, okay, I'm going to take a full circle. Remember what I said earlier in the show? Where did the CIA stem from? Operation Paperclip. And who were those scientists? They were Nazis. Lots of them were Jews, by the way, but they were Nazis. These were in the Dr. Mengele type, right? The ones we heard such horrifying things about. We brought them into the United States at the end of World War II. They started what was called the OSS, which became the CIA. Now, just digest that for a moment, because that's who's controlling the media. That's who's behind all of the stuff. Project for New American Century, the new Pearl Harbor, 9/11. All of these crazy shootings that you see everywhere. I mean, it is truly amazing. Now, what I just said, you need to rewind this and listen again. Where did the CIA stem from? And remember that John F. Kennedy wanted to do away with it. And what happened to him? Whoops. Okay, so look and see who is controlling things. In other words, you're looking that we are controlled by Nazis. Operation Paperclip, and get your Google on and read it up. Read up about these operations, man. I'm not just making this up.
But they also take the Alinsky approach, and those that they are opposed to, they foreshadow onto them the things that they are doing. So if they're Nazis, they're going to call you a Nazi.
Oh, yeah. Gaslighting. That's how that works. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, you look at Hillary and all the things that she accuses Trump of, and you think, that's what you do.
Yeah, well, it was the KKK guy. And I just saw in the news today that the leader of the KKK, I forgot his name now, is supporting Hillary. But yet she came out the other day and said the same thing about the leader of the KKK supporting Trump. Maybe he came out today to fix that, because that was nonsense and a lie. And nobody in the media calls her on a lie. So, gosh, look at this. The Nazis who control the media, they're not going to call Hillary out on it. What does that tell you about Hillary? For a minute, and you might have to take this last 10 minutes and rewind this one and listen up again, because it's really important that you understand the new world order is marching on, and you can stop it by waking people up. And that's why I put that whole thing in the methodical illusion, was to start people to think about this. You had a group of people, the Project for a New American Century, that planned 9/11. It wasn't 19 Arabs. They didn't write the paper, 3 years before it happened. They had this planned out, methodically planned out, far in advance. But the problem was, they didn't know that there was going to be people that could stop and look and check that timeline. And that timeline of events on 9/11, for instance, I'll just give you one example. Brian Sweeney, United Flight 175. According to the official story, the aircraft was just over the Hudson River and off the left side of the airplane where he was sitting, row 31A. He was looking at Newark International. He looked down, he told his mother on the phone he thought he was over Ohio. Why would he do that? Well, he worked for MITRE. He was a pilot. He was a radar specialist. Why would he lie? Was he even on the plane? And there's a big chance that he really wasn't, because that plane wasn't there, because that plane was parked in a hangar. And we have somebody that I witnessed it landing out Westover. So, okay, well, how, you know, it's like, okay, people have, okay, you're going to get out of the matrix, you're going to step right out. Like, I have this, one of my favorite pictures is Alice pulling back the curtain. And behind there's that blue or green matrix thing that you saw in the movie The Matrix. And really, it is through the looking glass. And that's what's happening with methodical conclusion. I think people are hit by the reality of what is brought to the surface. And I really struggled personally with bringing it to you. This was really a difficult book for me to write and to put out there, found, and to put it all together. So, but this one is having the full effect. And I guess it took three novels to do that. And the fourth one is just going to take you on another little journey and wake you up a little bit more if we have time. And so I'm going to say this in the last 2 minutes of this show we have. If you didn't listen to either show we did, and I think there's two or three shows in the archives on preparedness. If you are not prepared, you want to Google search prepare yourself, preparation, preparation for war, preparation for EMP, electromagnetic pulse. I would like to say to you, since I am getting so much of the same message from so many sources, get prepared yesterday. Do not go camping this weekend. Do not go anywhere but to a store to get yourself food and water. Germany and France and Poland have all now told their citizens to be prepared with food, water, ammo, weapons, etc. You know what to do. Google it. Get ready. And get ready fast. If we make it through September 11th, there will be one miracle. If we make it past the first presidential debate on September 26th, there will be another miracle. If we make it to the election, will be the miracle of miracles. And again, if we make it past the election to January 21st or 2nd is another one. So pray if you do, but prepare yourself. And do it now. Don't wait. I just can't stress that enough. You want to be prepared Monday. This Monday, not next Monday. Do not procrastinate. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just go buy some bags of rice. Go buy whatever you can. The most sensible thing that you can do. So you are not unprepared. Because you know it's coming. You can feel it. And if you feel it, go ahead and email me. And let me know what you're feeling, because I think maybe I'll do a quick little show on all of the emails I'm getting from people and what they're feeling and who in their family's feeling what and doing what. So